85 FL5 CPH.
Hey, KG5 CPH, Anthony. Hey, you're barely making it into the repeater.
I'm inside my Faraday cage here in the office. Just wanted to say hey and see if you had looked at any radar data in the last hour or so.
Hey, it sounded a lot better there. Yeah, I've been looking at the models and forecasts. Looks like the lapse rates are higher. There's going to be some monster hail. But initiation around 3:30 to 4 should be here by 5.
That's kind of what I was suspecting. Yeah, I'm trying to devise a method of covering up my truck when I park it, because I don't park it in the garage. And so I might like just stick the front end of it in the garage or cover it up with some cardboard or something.
You know, if I were you, I would, well, I don't know about cardboard, but I would just take it somewhere and wait it out if I were you. But, yeah, that's going to be a tough decision to make because I'm in the same boat, too. I'm going to be out of work by about 4:10, and I'm just going to wait and see what it does because I'm not going to get my car into this hail. It's a brand new car, so I'm kind of in the same boat as you. But I have a bug-out plan to go to my dad's house just in case because my motorcycle's in the garage, and I don't have room for the car. So I don't know. I'm just going to have to watch and see what happens.
Yeah, the Jeep fits just fine in the garage, and of course if Carrie can park under the awning at her place of employment, she's in good shape. But of course I'd much rather have the Volt in the garage as well, because that's a brand new vehicle too. Truck, I don't worry about it so much, you know. I just don't want any broken glass and major damage. I mean, that's the stuff that freaks me out, because I've already been through that once, and it's not any fun.
Yeah, I understand. Last time I had that happen to me, I was without a car for almost 3 weeks, because they were so backed up. It was that June of maybe 2012, that really big hailstorm. Had to get two roofs on the house in under 3 weeks.
Yeah, April 2013 is the one I was thinking of. I got caught out on Lake Hefner Dam in the MDX, and man, it got beat up so bad. I mean, I didn't lose any glass or plastic, but it did 10,000 worth of body damage. The epic weather encounter video was the only thing that made the whole ordeal worthwhile.
Yeah, I understand. But yeah, I mean, as of right now, I don't know. I'm just going to play it by ear and see what happens. Cause like I said, I'm not even going to take a chance until it passes and see what happens. But, I can't remember. I think it's a proton therapy place. It's, kind of by the new inner urban off the turnpike. I don't know how far west it is. I want to say maybe MacArthur and Memorial. There's a huge overhang right there, and you can see the weather roll in. I've done that many times, and it worked great.
KE5 KQL.
Well, there went the neighborhood. How you doing, Frankie?
You mean the Integris Proton Therapy Center there at MacArthur and Memorial?
Yep.
Seen that place. I have never been in it, though.
I drive by it almost every day.
Yeah, I might just find a gas station or something, hide under that when the big hail comes. I'll just be watching the radar a little closer.
Not a bad idea. I know you have radar scope, but I was talking to the guy that he's in charge of it. And they're coming out with a new It's for the dual polarization. I can't remember what it's called. I'll have to look at it. But anyways, it shows what is freezing and what isn't. It's pretty cool. Let me go back through my phone because I was talking to them about it, and I'll let you know what it's called. But I think they're going to release it pretty soon, like within the next month or two.
I found that the differentials can be pretty revealing as far as ice and hail.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, let me scroll through here really quick, and I'll tell you exactly what it's called. Give me just a second.
KG5GEV, you are hitting the repeater full quieter. KG5CPH.
Here it is, Anthony. It's called precipitation depiction.
I think I may have transmitted on the on our repeater trying to answer somebody else. That's hilarious. Oh well.
Yeah, I was about to say, I didn't hear them. What other radio, or I guess what other frequency are you monitoring? QSY over there to the high side.
Nah, they're still chatting. I just had it on there because that's the one that the National Weather Service lists for Edmund spotters.
Yeah, that's been the saving grace quite a few times. It's been a while, but it was the May tornado, May 20th. I was talking to them quite a bit because I was stuck in Moore.
Man, I bet that was not a treat.
No, I was actually kind of freaked out because I can't remember what road it was, but I was less than a mile south of the Warren Theater, and I was stuck on the interstate, and I could not get off. And all I heard was that whooshing train sound, and I just saw a bunch of black and power flashes. So I flipped around and went back south. That, ooh-wee, that was quite the day.
11:06 a.m.
That's interesting. Looking at the radar now, and the only storm tracks that are currently they're not even really in Oklahoma. They're just right on the Kansas-Oklahoma border, just to the north. And they're really not even real powerful-looking storms at this point. Most of what we got around here seems to be ground clutter.
Yeah, no, you won't see anything for a while. What you're seeing up there is where the cold front is. They're firing on the cold front. They have that mesoscale discussion that goes just west of Wichita and all the way east past Springfield, Illinois. So that's where the squall line's going to start. But now you'll see, from what I'm seeing, I would take a stab at Duncan, Chickasha, and maybe Kingfisher, where the initiation line's going to be for us on the dry line. And then whenever that cold front pushes through, it's going to consolidate into a squall line. So, that's why we're going to get big hail, because they're going to be discrete and separate from each other. And I don't know. These lap circuits are kind of scary, to be honest with you. Wow. Yeah, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Count me ready. I'll, I might even go out to that spot you were talking about and set up for photography.
Yeah, other than being under a tin roof, it's probably one of the most spectacular sounds you'll ever hear.
watch that epic weather encounter if you want to hear some sounds. I remember when I was editing it, Carrie came in the room. She thought I was popping popcorn. It's dreadful. KG5CPH.
Yeah, KD5FLX Friday. All right, Anthony, I'm going to hop off here. I'm at work. We're going bowling, so I'll holler at you later. KD5FLX, I'll be clear.
KD5FLX, KG5CPH, sign, I'll be clear. 7-3.
QSDL Edmund Area Amateurs, KC5GPEC for the Edmund Amateur Radio Society. Quick update on the storms this afternoon. We've been waiting for stuff to build up along the cold front. The cold front has been relatively stationary up until about the last half hour, and it's starting to get moving again. There's a continuation of the storms that started earlier up around Wellston and have headed up toward Tulsa. There's some back building going on now back in our direction. Last scan of the radar was starting to QSDL Edmund Area Amateurs, KC5GPEC for the Edmund Amateur Radio Society. Quick update on the storms this afternoon. We've been waiting for stuff to build up along the cold front. The cold front has been relatively stationary up until about the last half hour, and it's starting to get moving again. There's a continuation of the storms that started earlier up around Wellston and have headed up toward Tulsa. There's some back building going on now back in our direction. Last scan of the radar was starting to show a storm starting up north of Lake Arcadia. General direction on these things once they get going has been northeast. So the cold front has started moving, like I say, and they'll start moving or start developing back to the southwest of the Lake Arcadia and everything on northwest there. There's some starting to build out around Hinton, a couple of clouds going up out there that'll may bear watching. But as the cold front continues southeast, at least for this first round, that's going to kind of shut off some of the threat. But we'll be watching. I'm in the EOC.
K5EOK repeater.
I'm in the EOC and I'll be watching from down here. If you see anything interesting, give me a ring. KC5GEP clear.
KD5FLX, AE5DS.
Yes, sir, go ahead. KD5FLX.
So, what's the update this afternoon? About the same, better or worse?
Well, it's going to happen. I'm just looking right now. It looks like the dry line's starting to bulge out to the west, and out by Clinton and Weatherford, there's storms firing there. So I know there's stuff off to the east, but there's stuff developing to the west now. So it's going to happen. Give it another hour or so.
Okay. Well, I figured we're probably going to get something, but I noticed it's starting to cool down some, so I'm thinking that it may not be as severe as first thought.
Yeah, there's a warm front that's lifting, and the cold front's just north of that, so it just depends on where it hits. The cold front may just slightly come through, but as of right now, it looks like we're going to get some severe weather. You know, it just, like I said, probably like within an hour or so,
the storms to the west just started developing about 15 minutes ago. So I'll keep watching it. I may head west because I can't park my car in the garage. Got the motorcycle in there, so I'll keep watching it. But you have time to go home, though.
Okay. Well, yeah, I didn't have time today to watch it, so didn't really know what's up. So, yeah, I'm going to go on to the house and get my laptop ready to go and try to be ready to go in case need to be out there tonight.
Okay, RxCPH.
Okay, sounds good. I heard Anthony ID. Curtis is in the EOC if you want to say hey to him, too. I heard someone pulling the sirens back there in the background, so I'll clear it up so you can chat. KD5FLX will be clear monitoring.
Okay, Corey. Yeah, I'll be watching, so do you think Curtis is at the EOC or... Is he down there now, or I know he's going to go down there at some point in time tonight.
I'm down here now. I'm just starting to watch. We've got a cloud basically northeast of Lake Arcadia, and there's another one just basically I-35 and I-4 southeast of Edmond that's just started. Don't have any good read on it yet, but it's there.
All right, Curtis, appreciate it. I'll be monitoring. If you need guys, get out there and head out somewhere.
QSL, thank you, sir. KC5, GEP.
GEP, KD5, AEG.
KD5, TPH, AE5DS. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, I was just KG5 CPH here. I was just looking at the radar at that thing that was just south of Weatherford, and it is taking a south-southeast track, so I don't think we're going to have to worry about that one. You guys were talking about that cold front sitting out there, and I can see the edges of it starting to build up along Piedmont and the west side of Edmond, and I think Cashin and Okarchi are already actually behind it. So it's going to be a race as to whether or not the cold front can overcome the warm front that Corey was talking about that could lead to us having some potential energy. Just from the data that I've been looking at, I kind of think that the cold front will go ahead and push over Edmond, but we'll have to see. KG5 CPH.
KD5 NEJ.
Okay, Anthony, appreciate the report. I'll have a laptop up and running here before too long where I can actually see what you guys are seeing. But anyway, thanks for the report. And I'm hoping that it's all a matter of timing right now, and I hope timing's in our favor. But anyway, so... we'll be out listening. KG5 CPH, AE5DS. MEJ, go ahead, this AE5DS.
That thing northeast around Meridian in Logan County, and we do have one that just popped up on my radar. It's just now showing it's got one little pixel, about 45 to 50 in it. If you're seeing, it's right north of downtown, a little bit east of downtown, Curtis. And that stuff has started to produce... producing 50, 55, 60 in that, and also that stuff up at Weatherford, I'm seeing it moving more east on my radar, but that's just where it is. That warm front is firing, and it's firing in and close to us at this time, according to what I'm seeing. KD5 NUJ.
KD5 NUJ, KG5 CPH, I'll have to concur on that. The weather data just updated, and the one that's out near New Cordell is really, really springing up there. KG5 CPH.
All right, guys. I'm assuming Curtis got all that. AE5DS.
grid change. Interesting. We're watching. KC5 GEP. KC5 GEP, KG5 CPH. What are you seeing on this one that's just by Lake Arcadia?
It's probably about maybe 45, 50, wouldn't you think, on that far northwest corner of it?
I will have to concur. Yeah, that one's powering up, and it looks like it's heading off to the north-northeast, up towards where all this other stuff is in Creek County. KG5 CPH. KD5 FLX, KG5 CPH.
Yeah, Anthony, I was just about to call you. Hey, the tornado warned that storm up in Tulsa.
Yeah, I was just listening. I'm on the 443.25 repeater, and they're going crazy about it right now. Some stuff up near Hominy. I was going to ask you, you said you were heading out west. I'm looking at some stuff that's south of Kingfisher and above El Reno. I'm going to say probably pretty close to... probably the north-south 74 highway. Do you see anything? I mean, it looks like it's just rain, nothing more than about 20 DVZ.
I'm actually right by there, and there's a bunch of dust being kicked up, actually. It looks like it's, a bunch of dust is getting kicked up and blowing to the north. But I'm pretty close to there, nothing spectacular right now.
Just a bunch of SLCs.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, actually quite a bit of dust being kicked up right now. Yeah, I guess there's just a gust of wind that came through. I'm looking to the north, and there's nothing at all. All I can see is rain right now.
Yeah, I think that clump that you're looking at where all the dust is right at the top edge of the front, the main northerly push of the cold front is just right beyond there, it looks like, according to radar. So these storms that are down here near, we've got this one that's reported just north and west of New Cordell. It is a timeline pointing way to the northeast, but I think that's actually behind the cold front, so I don't know if it's actually going to make that direction or not. The other storms that are kind of in that same vicinity have taken on easterly and northeasterly components. KG5 CPH.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, I'm watching Channel 4 in the light stream. I guess there's a mid-level rotation now just to the east of Edmond by Arcadia. Tempted to go after that, but I'm too far to the west.
Did you say that was south of Arcadia Lake?
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's in between Edmond and Arcadia, so either 2nd or 15th out east.
I think they've got that cell marked as 03, northeast at 37 knots currently. And not really seeing anything that looks like hook rotation. I'm looking at the mid-level tilt 3.
This is the K5EOK repeater.
Yeah, KD5FLX. Yeah, you probably won't see much. That just means that there's going to be some pretty big hail. I'm going to head west. I'm coming up on 74. I think I'm going to head south on 74, then blast west on the turnpike and see what this stuff out by, like El Reno and stuff's going to do. It's looking like, well, it's kind of congealing right now, but we'll see what happens. Because it's just south of the cold front. So that's where the dry line's bulging. so that's interesting for now. But we'll wait and see.
KV5NEJ, KC5GEP.
Go ahead.
That stuff up by Arcadia, if it has anything even mid-level, it's only going to be huge, big hail, probably golf ball, probably 1 inch, 1.5 inches, 2 inches at the most. These guys aren't tall enough quite yet for us to get anything coming down. It could have a brief spin up, but I doubt it ever will tonight.
QSL, do you have an eyeball on that by any chance?
Yeah, I can't really see any overshoots or anything on it from the south end, and that would be indicative of large hail also. I could tell you these guys all day have been thrown down on the back end, rotating walls and not rotating walls, back up. That's not even real. Lowered areas, and there's been no rotation in those lowered areas.
QSL. Well, I appreciate any eyeball reports on that. I would concur on your estimation there, but anyway, we'll keep looking.
KD5, I need you.
KC5, GEP.
Hey, KC5, GEP, KD5, FLX. Hey, just a heads up, I'm going to hang out over here by Piedmont. I just noticed it's just hanging out on the, oh, I guess it's a stationary front now where the warm front was lifting. It looks like it's stationary now, but I'm going to be out here west. I'm going to keep watching it because these towers are going up pretty quick.
I'd agree with you there. I'd be very interested. That storm is north of Piedmont, about even with Waterloo Road, what I'm seeing now, and I'd kind of like to watch that one as it comes across.
Sounds good. I'll keep an eye out. KD5 FLX.
Appreciate the eyeball. KC5 GEP.
GEP, and you just...
Go ahead.
It looks like these guys, the lower clouds on these things are moving from about 190, 200.
Say visual lower levels are basically southerly, southwesterly right now?
Moving northeast from 190 to 200, depending on where you are.
QSL, if that shifts appreciably, would you let me know?
Hey, fine, Indy Jeff.
KC5, GEP, KE5, KQL.
KQL, go ahead.
I'm up off of Waterloo Road. Had a few kind of spits of rain just recently, probably like 2-3 minutes ago. Look how I can hang out up here.
What's your east-west reference?
Oh, I'm up on Waterloo. I'm just kind of, right now I'm going back westbound. I'm fixing to maybe go to May and duck down south.
Oh, so you're in the vicinity of Portland?
Yes.
QSL. The cloud I'm interested in actually is going to be north of Waterloo. Doesn't seem to be developing much south of there. There's a big deal around Lake Arcadia now, latest scan that came up. That cloud just keeps getting more solid. Don't anticipate anything twisty coming out of it, but there's going to be a little hail there, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe then I'm going to probably go up to May and duck down south for a little bit, but my rain's starting to kind of pick up here.
QSL. South is a safe direction. KC5 GEP.
Hey, Curtis, just a heads up. They just had a brief tornado touchdown by Cornyn Colony.
Yep. Where was that again?
The county.
To the west of the metro by Cornyn Colony. They just had a brief touchdown. KD5FY.
QSL.
Yeah, Custer County. Or far southern Blaine County, one of the two.
KG5CPH, KD5FLX. Anthony, where are you at right now?
KG5CX, Anthony just stepped out for a minute. I'm not sure what he's doing. He said he had to leave us checking out.
Okay, sounds good. I didn't know if he was out by Arcadia or not, but I'm sure if he's out there, he's probably getting golf ball side tail.
No, we're at the house, both of us, at the moment.
Okay, KD5FLX, we'll be monitoring.
KG5CX, still monitoring.
Okay, and FYI, they've just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeast Logan, northeast Oklahoma County, probably on that storm out in the vicinity of Arcadia, KC5 GEP. Go ahead, Beaver.
And just a little light sprinkle near my house right now. It looks like the tide's moving away from me away.
That's interesting. Keep an eye on that puppy. I'm glad you're out there. I'd kind of like to know what it's going to do.
Hey, GEP from FLX.
Go.
Hey, I'm starting to see some mid-level rotation here. I'm at the Four Corners. They're talking about Channel 4, and I see exactly what they're talking about. So I'm watching that, and I'll let you know if anything else happens. But they're also talking about a possible hook echo, 2nd Street by the Turnpike.
QSL, that cloud you're watching, I think is going to stay north of Waterloo Road. Let me know if you see any southerly in it.
Okay, will do. Yeah, it's definitely starting to lower, and I can definitely see some mid-level rotation in it now. I'll let you know, KD5FLX.
Thanks, sir. KC5GEP.
KD5FLX, KG5CUX.
Yeah, CUX, go ahead.
Anthony and I are going to get out, and we're going to go over probably around Waterloo and Bryant.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, that should work. Either that or go east if you want, but you're probably going to get some gigantic hail if you go anywhere near Arcadia, but if I were you, come west where I'm at.
Okay, well, we're going to head out, so we'll talk to you after a bit. KG5COX, sir.
KD5FLX, KD5KQL.
KQL, go ahead.
Hey, you're at Four Corners, right?
I'm close. I'm coming up on 178 from 74.
Okay, I'm going to hang out up here on Sorghum Mill, just south. If you want to come up over here, I'm on Sorghum Mill. I'm probably going to go up to about Rockwell.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking just to my north-northeast. There's definitely some mid-level rotation now. It's starting to come on down now. It's very impressive, actually. It's from the spin-up from the last 2 minutes.
Well, where are you at? I can meet up with you if you want to find a closer area from where I'm at to that.
Rockwell, 178 going north.
Okay, so you're on Rockwell then?
That's affirmative. Edmund Road, heading north on Rockwell.
Okay. Well, I am... I think almost to Rockwell. No, almost to MacArthur, so I'll be there here real shortly.
GEP from FLX, just a quick update. It, the mid-level rotation is definitely starting to come lower and lower to the ground within the past 2 minutes. It's definitely rotating. It's still fairly disorganized, but it is rotating.
QSL, let me know if that tightens up any.
Will do. KD5 FLX.
KD5 FLX, KG5 CPH.
CPH, good.
Just checking this mobile antenna setup. I'm getting ready to go mobile.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, you sound good. This mid-level rotation is just rocking and rolling right now. I'm on 206 from on Covell, coming up on MacArthur.
Good afternoon.
So you're at 206 in MacArthur. We were considering setting up out near Oak Cliff 1 there at Bryant and Waterloo, or actually Simmons, just to kind of get a look at what was going on. It's been a few minutes since I've looked at radar. GEP, can you give me some information about that area?
Lots of dirt roads. If you don't know them, you can go hit a dead end real easy up in that area.
Jim, I don't have that number down. Can you call me back on that first number you tried? Maybe I can get it picked up this time.
Right at the ELC, first three, ELC.
359.
Yeah, roger. Curtis, I'll get there in just a minute. I'm on 2nd Street heading towards I-35. I'll pull off as soon as I get on the on-ramp. 85, in you go.
QSL, get you 5 GEP. FLX, GEP.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
You're not seeing anything low-level there, are you, at all?
Negative. No low level at all. It's all mid-level. It actually kind of looks like a clear sock's trying to form, but it's nothing low level, nothing organized whatsoever. I'm on Portland, coming up on Portland on 206, going east.
Okay, I think there's a demark between the existing air and that cold front coming underneath. It's kind of chopping some of that off, sure enough. Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you. KC5 GEP.
Yes, sir. KD5 FLX.
Buford, go ahead. You're kind of noisy, but try me again.
GP, NUJ, when you get a chance.
Okay, go ahead, Buford.
KD5 FLX.
Go ahead. I was just going to warn you about golf balls north of you.
Yeah, I can see it. I'm actually looking due east. I'm on Portland coming up on 234. It almost looks like there's a wall cloud due east of me. I don't know if anybody's over there or not, but it's actually fairly pronounced.
Yeah, that cloud is all in Logan County, so the center of it's probably about where you're talking. KC5 MXE, KC5 GEP. You still around, Buford?
KC5 MXE, yeah. Had a little bit of hail a while ago, but it quit raining and everything. There's nothing here right now.
How big was the hail?
About half marble size.
So QSL. That's what I'm kind of trying to get a read on here. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Buford. KC5, GEP.
KC5, GEP, KU5, KQ.
Go.
When I was up on, coming across Sorghum Mill, I noticed the winds were out of the northwest.
Is that starting to move the clouds along with it?
No, actually, the flag was blowing out of the northwest, but it looks like the clouds are going north.
QSL, I'm waiting for the surface winds here to move up just a little bit, start catching some of that cloud, hopefully. Thank you, sir. NUJ, you rang a minute ago. No signal, KC5, GEP clear. Okay, old buddy, I'm getting about 10% of that. Try me on the phone if you need it. KC5 GEP.
KC5 Kiko, I'm on a dirt road. Can't answer.
Nice. Whereabouts are you? Because I'm now north on 74.
220 in May. I'm heading back to the west. I'm going to try to catch this El Reno storm.
Okay. Hold up here just for a minute. I want to check something out.
Okay. KD5 FOX.
KD5 FOX. KG5 CPH.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, we're moving out towards Waterloo Road, Bryant and Sorghum Mill, roughly. And the wind directions changed over to the northwest out here. Right above me, I got a lot of Berga, some scary-looking clouds, a lot of scud out to the west.
Yeah, you're too far north if you want to see anything. Either go east or come back to the west.
Okay, we were going to work our way back. We're looking for an open spot to set up for photography. So I'm probably going to stop out near Oak Cliff and just kind of sit there and watch for a little while because I bet that stuff is moving this way.
Alright, sounds good.
KD5 FOX. Hey, just a side note, looking towards Logan County, I'm seeing a lot of upper level push to the south and east, which is kind of bizarre looking.
Yeah, that's normal. That cold front just blew through. I'm on 74 in Coffee Creek, and it is just blowing out of the northwest. But, yep, that's perfectly normal.
Yeah, we're running into extremely strong northwesterlies now. KG5 CPH.
Yeah, there's a really good hook echo now showing up on the radar just southwest of El Reno.
GEP to CPH. GEP, KG5 CPH. Sorry, I don't remember your prefix.
Go ahead.
Roughly Waterloo and Bryant. Do you show any upper level hail formation?
Far south, everything I'm seeing right around there is north of Waterloo.
and Bryant, and there's quite a bit of updraft looking around here, but not really seeing anything that would indicate hail.
Well, the interpretation on the composite is saying like 1.25 inches out there, but I think that's further north and a little west of where you are. That's like a 66 dBZ, but it's about a 51 on VIL, so I'm not quaking in my boots on that one.
Gotcha. I'm going to set up for photography somewhere over here and see if I can get anything good. KG5CPH.
Would you let me know when the cloud direction starts changing to match the surface wind out there?
I sure can. GEP, KG5CPH.
I was just about to talk to you. They've warned on that storm till about 6:30.
Yeah, looking due to the east, we're about a tenth of a mile north of Simmons Road here on Bryant, and there's some significant lowering and rain shafts, I mean, just due east of us. But you had asked me to notify you when the clouds started to move with the surface winds, and they are beginning to do so. KG5CPH.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. That should start shutting off the hazard as that cold air is getting under there, but we'll see. Thank you. KG5GEP.
This is the K5.
KC5GEP, KG5CPH. Just to let you know, also, the temperatures are certainly dropping off over here. I'm going to say probably in the low 60s. KG5CPH.
I may have to have my jacket tonight. Thank you, sir. KC5GEP.
KC5GEP, KE5KQL.
Go ahead.
I'm at Charter Oak, almost western, and I'm still showing some clouds, still going to the north.
It's only the real low-level stuff should be starting to turn around and head the other direction.
Okay, well, I'm not seeing anything moving to the south yet.
QSL, that whole cloud of yours off to your east there, the center of it's almost to I-35 now.
QSL.
GEP from FLX, just heads up, I'm on the turnpike, I'm making the south bend here in just a second. I'm going to try to get ahead of the storm because I just bought a brand new car and I really don't want it to get totaled by hail, but definitely see the wall caught and have some really nice striations of the beavers and tails on the south side speed all about moisture in. It's pretty impressive, but I'll let you know when I see it whenever I get closer. KD5FY.
KC5GEP, KG5CPH.
Go ahead.
So at this location, just north of Simmons, the lower level clouds that are up in Logan County are really starting to roll this direction. Lots of scud, almost shop like, but no real definition to it. It's all just kind of broken. And then looking due west, back towards the El Reno storm, I'm just curious about whether or not that hail core is going to try to keep moving north. Right now, I show it moving due east.
I concur on that. I keep waiting for it to kind of curve toward us here in Edmond, but I don't see it at this time. That's a really wide storm across there, so anything could happen, but the center right now does seem to be right down I-40.
KE5KQL just showed up. KG5CPH.
KC5GEP.
SLX, KC5GEP.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Are you around that UConn storm?
I sure am. Yeah, they just reported a brief spin-up. I obviously can't confirm that. I'm a little too far away, but it looks pretty mean back there to the south, but no hail, just driving rain, and winds are out of the west and northwest.
Okay, what's your current location?
I am just about 3 miles south of Northwest Expressway on the turnpike.
QSL. Okay, there's a report of power flashes at Northwest 10th and Cimarron. So if you're headed southbound, I'd watch that real close.
Okay, I will. Yeah, I just got a new car, so I'm not going to go into the hail, but I'm going to try to get as close as I can. But I'll let you know. KD5 FLX.
QSL, KC5 GEP. Be careful out there.
GEP from FLX. I have a driving north wind at about 50 miles an hour now. I'm on Northwest Expressway and Morgan Road.
QSL, thank you.
Good evening.
KC5GEP, KG5CPH.
Go ahead.
We just had the most tremendous lightning strike out here where we're sitting. It was, that was a pretty monstrous one. It looks like we might be starting to get a little bit of development right on top of us.
Keep me posted. I'm not seeing anything on the radar right now.
Same here. That's what caught us off guard. KG5CPH.
FLX, can you try me on the UHF 55 GDP?
Oh, sorry, Curtis. I think I stepped on you. Can you say that again, please?
I didn't copy what you told me a minute ago. You do sound better at this moment. I was going to suggest you go to the UHF.
Okay, hopefully you can hear me better now. I was under a bridge waiting for the light to turn. I'm heading back to the east. There was east-side hail 122nd in the turnpike.
I'm going to hit refresh here. That's a little farther than I would have figured. Okay, thank you, sir.
Net control, KE5 KGP.
KG5 GEP, go ahead.
Yeah, Curtis, they're not showing the radar out this direction anymore, but it kind of looks like we got a low-level rotation over around Luther with the inflow coming from both the north and the west.
Stand by one. Okay, the weather chat's got a report of hail. They're at Luther on 66. That's going to be light hail east to Dimes. Stand by again. That storm is spreading. That may turn into two. Keep me posted if that status changes any, would you? KC5 GEP.
Will do. Yeah, we had a fair amount of hail earlier, but it's been about half an hour, and you actually watched two systems merge together over the top of us. It kind of went down that direction, so I'm not sure what it's doing, but we're keeping an eye on it.
What was the size of your hail?
Most of it marble, had one about golf ball.
QSL. Thank you, sir. Circulation is increasing out there, and use extreme caution.
All right, it's 938.
KC5GEP, KD5FLX.
Go ahead.
Did I miss they issued a tornado warning? I hear the Oklahoma City sirens going off.
I haven't seen one across the Weather Service. I'm not sure what the story is on that. There were some sightings, supposedly, and nothing ever happened. I understand the sirens are going off.
This is the K5.
They've updated that storm warning on that particular cell and just moved it farther east now, but it is still just a severe thunderstorm warning and no tornado warning via the Weather Service. Position to call damage on that?
No, sir, I'm up here in Edmond. I just saw it on Channel 4.
Okay, I'm looking for eyeball reports. Thank you.
Hey, GEP from FLX. Hey, I'm having data issues. Is this mesocyclone heading northeast or more east? Because I'm trying to make it back to my dad's house so I can put my car in the garage. That tornado on the ground. That's by the fairgrounds.
AC5GEP, KE5KQL.
Go.
Foot in Midwest. Flying. My winds have picked up real strong out of the north, but I've got a lot of low-level clouds, some moving north, some moving south.
QSL, today's an interesting day. I'd watch for anything there. I don't have anything over there, but then I wasn't showing anything where there's a public report of tornadoes, so it's kind of got me.
Frankie, you're north of the cloud.
I'm going to maybe move and get away from there, and I'll report back if I can find anything else.
QSL, FLX doubled with you. He's after you.
Sorry, KD5FLX. Frankie, you should be good. The cold front passed through.
So what I was seeing was clouds going north and clouds going south? and some going east.
Yep, looks like there's a pretty, well, not a decent size, but there's definitely a tornado on the ground just south of me by, I don't know, 12 miles.
Well, there's another one down around Westmore, apparently. So, anyway, let me know what you can lay eyes on.
Okay, I'm scrambling east as fast as I can because there was some large hail behind me. I'm trying to get to, into the garage.
ZPH, go ahead.
Down here, we're actually heading back south, towards Waterloo, and yeah, it's coming down pretty good. We've got some good lightning, so I went up as well, from mid-60s back up to 72.
QSO. FYI for everybody, there is a lot of really high straight line wind in this, just be advised. We've got some 51 knot gusts, and so translating it out, that's going to be 60, 65 mile an hour gusts out of this, basically straight line at this time, KC5 GDP. Area amateurs, Weather Service has finally broken down and issued a tornado warning for the biggest part of Oklahoma County, so heads up.
Roger that, KG5 CPH.
GBKQO.
Good.
SKS reporting, he's got rotation right around 23rd and Hiawassee.
That should be a little far east, but right now I think that's entirely possible. Let me know if it tightens up.
He said it's multiples. I'm gonna duck south and see what's going on while I'm down that way, check on them and whatnot.
What's your current location?
Waterloo and I-35. I'm on Waterloo, just went through Sooner. If this person would kind of move.
Okay, the timing you have is sorry right now. That's going to put you down on 35 south of 44 in through there, just about the time it's going to be there. So I would proceed with great caution.
Okay.
GDKG5CPH, which is staying north of this particular cell.
There's a piece of development on this thing that's just recently gone north, but for the most part, it's south of the Kirkpatrick.
KG5 CPH, are you seeing any kind of hook and echoes or anything weird? National Weather Service just issued a tornado warning.
They're doing that as a result of physical sightings scattered around. There's some stuff down around Moore, and there's some stuff around the fairgrounds earlier that they were responding to, and some scattered sightings by ham radio operators east of there. It's not showing up on the radar to speak of.
Very well, thank you. KG5CPH.
National Weather Service just canceled the tornado warnings for Oklahoma and Canadian counties.
For those of you chasing and going toward Moore, 4th Street, 35 at 4th Street will be shut down for a rollover crash. Enter your mail.
I appreciate that report. Also, the tornado warning is continuing for the county down there, and I-35 isn't a good place to be right now for that tornado warning. 365 GEP.